Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Church at Texas morning service. We're here every Sunday morning from 8 till 8:15, bringing you things that we might think you might not know, and we might want to know that you would like to know that. So we're going to talk about some things today. I think, you know, starting out last week when we first opened up our first program, I explained to you about Yahweh, his name. God's name is Yahweh. It's not God. God is just a title, and it could refer to any God, but I know a lot of you say, well, I know which God I'm talking about, but is that really true? I mean, when you call upon a name, that person recognizes that you're calling them specifically. In other words, if there was a lot of men out there and you says, I want a man, and the guys out there say, well, what man do you want? And you say, well, that one. Oh, what's his name? His name is Yahweh. And he's teaching us things that you haven't been teaching us. And so this is just like the church, see? The church is teaching things. But there's someone out there who's greatest of all, and that's Yahweh. And he's teaching us things in his word that the big churches, the Sunday churches, aren't teaching. And, of course, the main thing would be the Sabbath day. And a lot of people want to say that's a cult. You know, when you speak against the Holy Spirit and the word of Yahweh, there are consequences to that. And so we all have to be very careful how we speak against each other. And we need to speak for each other and build each other up, and to establish every fact that we can is by two or three witnesses. So for instance, if you and I are out of place somewhere and a guy commits a crime and you and I both see it, then we are two witnesses, and that establishes the fact that that is the guy that committed the crime. Now, if it was just me there, and I saw him, and I said, well, yep, that's the man. Well, you know, according to the word of Yahweh, you can't convict that man of anything, because there's only one witness, and you never know what that one witness might really be dreaming up in his mind, whether he has something vendetta against that particular person, or he saw him, but you can't trust one man's a witness. You have to have two, at least two or three, to establish a fact. And so that's part of the scriptures. And so as we get into all of our studies, we want to make sure that the witness that we have is a witness of the word of Yahweh. And usually in the word of Yahweh, there's a witness to a witness. In other words, whatever's written in the old might be revealed in the new, that those two witness to each other, and that's the two that make the fact. But anyway, I want to go into a subject matter that occurred to me and occurs to me a lot. And while I'm out singing, usually I do my gospel concerts, I run across a lot of people I see, and they're wearing these crosses, which are on their, you know, on a chain or whatever. And they are the most spiritually dead people that I hate to say that, but I haven't seen anybody with a cross on that I can recall that ever came up to me while I was singing the gospel, the great news of salvation from heaven, that ever even looked at me or came over and said, thank you for what you're doing. Keep on preaching that gospel or singing that gospel. And, you know, they just walked by as if I wasn't even there. It's amazing. It blows me away that this could even be going on with a person who is saying that they are a Christian and they believe in the kingdom of heaven and believe in Yeshua and they believe in the Father Yahweh. But they don't, in their heart, evidently have some issues with something, because when you put that cross on, you need to exemplify the love of Yahweh and the sacrifice of Yeshua that was done on that cross that hangs on your pendant or off your chain. And that means that you, as that person who is exemplifying that cross, you need to be spiritually alive and alert to the things around you that are spiritual and not the carnality of your flesh. And it seems like when I see these people, I am totally, totally amazed and discomforted, because I'm out here in the open, in public, singing the gospel of our Savior and Master Yeshua HaMashiach. And it's not about me. I'm not talking about me. I'm trying to figure out what's going on the other side of the street there, where people that walk by me with a cross on their chain, they don't even look at me. They just walk straight ahead. Don't even look at me, don't, you know, no smile, no nothing. They just walk by as dead people. And they don't come over, you know, support the ministry. by just prayers, and or even just come by and pick up a free gospel music CD. They don't do anything. I've never seen anything like it. It makes me wonder what in the world is happening to these people in this world, and especially people with the cross on a chain. Now, if it was me, I would recommend that if you're going to walk spiritually dead while you've got a chain on your neck that carries the cross and the resemblance of what Yeshua did on the cross, and your spirit is not enjoined to the spirits that are around you that are exemplifying him through word or speech or song or whatever, there's just something wrong with that. I would suggest just leave your cross in your drawer at home and don't come out in the public with your cross on, unless you can add to the spiritual growth of this country. All right, that's enough said on that. Now, the other subject matter I wanted to talk about today is about rumors, or is it truth? You know, the Word of Yahweh says that it takes, as I said before, it takes two or three people to make a fact, a genuine fact, and not somebody's vendetta, one person saying, I saw them do this, or I know them, they didn't do that. They're liars, they're cheaters, they're drunks, they're wicked, you know, whatever. But you know, you can't have one person saying something against somebody else. It just can't be. If they come to you and say, well, I saw Johnny the other day, and he was laying right out in the curb, dead as a skunk with drunkenness. And I saw him, and you know, Johnny, he's supposed to be a Christian. Well, this obviously sounds like at the surface already that this is some kind of vendetta this person has against Johnny. But if you just check with him and say, look, who else saw this besides you? And he'll say, well, nobody, it's just me. Well, you have to tell him, look, I believe you until I can't believe you. But right now, I can't believe you because Yahweh says, unless there's two of you telling me that Johnny's laying dead skunk out in the street from drunkenness, I can't accept that. Now, if he's still there and you won't take me over and show me Johnny laying in the street dead drunk, then I'll be the second witness and we'll establish the fact, yes, Johnny was drunk, laid out on the street. And then when we get to the church, when he's a part of your church membership, you'll go to the pastor, or you can go to Johnny. First of all, I think that's the way the scriptures tell you to do. You go to him first and talk to Johnny. Say, Johnny, you know, me and this other fellow in the church, we saw you just dead skunk out in the street. And we know that, you know, that's not right. That's a sin to be drunk. And we just want to know if you can have the heart to change your mind about drinking. Are you willing to say you're sorry and you want to repent and you won't do that no more? And of course, if Johnny says, yeah, I made a mistake, I'm really sorry, I won't do that no more. So you let the situation go. Well, now you come along and say in a couple of weeks, you're out, and then another person comes up to you and says, look, Johnny, I saw him, and he was over in the 10th Street bar, and he was hanging on the door out there trying to get out, and he was so drunk he just couldn't even move. And so, of course, at night, being that time of the night in a bar, you wouldn't want to drag yourself over there, but you'd have to say, well, look, I know Johnny's done this before, so I almost have to believe that you're telling me the truth, but I can't accept your words until I know that there's somebody else that saw Johnny drunk again. And so you go over there and you say, look, you talk to Johnny again, and you take a brother with you or a sister. And the scripture says take a brother. So take a brother with you, and you go talk to Johnny again. Say, Johnny, look, we're concerned about you. You know, you promised us that you wouldn't get drunk again, that, you know, this drinking would stop. And we have a rumor that you were found at a bar again drinking, and we have to almost believe that that is the truth. But we were here to ask you, was that what happened? And Johnny would say, well, I'm really sorry. I mean, I'm trying to do right, but it seemed like the old devil's got me. I say, Johnny, here's your problem. You need the power of heaven to take away this desire of this drinking from your spirit and let you be free from this drunkenness. And so why don't we work on that? Why don't we pray about that? Let's pray right now. Father in heaven, take away Johnny's drinking and let his spirit be at freedom to just live and be happy and to be sober in Yeshua's holy name. And so that's what you do. So you pray about it. And then if it goes on and Johnny again, you find him doing the wrong thing, well, then you have to take it to the church and say, well, look, Johnny's had three chances to straighten up and tell the truth and do right. And he can't do it, and we know why. Because he hasn't accepted Yeshua Messiah as his Savior yet, and he hasn't broken free from this bondage that's on him. We prayed for him, and we're asking him to quit drinking and to let the power of heaven come into his spirit and drive away that old spirit of drunkenness. And it hasn't happened. I don't know if Johnny's really willing to want to give up that drinking. You know, he's got that in his heart. He just got to have that drink. But we need to pray for him. And if Johnny's done this the third time, you know, we're going to have to exclude him for a little bit to get him to find out where he's at in his mind and where his heart is. If he wants to be a part of this church, he needs to hang in there and give up the drinking and find somebody to be accountable to when he gets the urge to drink, to have him call an accountability partner and let him be over there and visit with Johnny and just spend some time with him, settle him down, and get him over that hump of temptation. But Johnny's a good guy. He's made an image of Yahweh. And we have to care about everyone. Every man out there is made in the image of Yahweh. And he is very vital to Yahweh's creation. And Yahweh cares so much about every man that he would not let any man get away from him unless they just completely refuse to accept Yahweh's help from heaven in the name of his son Yeshua and the blood he shed on Calvary's cross to set that man free from his drinking and his drunkenness. Well, anyway, that was. I just want to remind you, two or three witnesses have to establish a fact. If you don't have two witnesses to the same event, you cannot take it as truth. You have to wait until you find two witnesses. And if you don't, then just let it go and let Yahweh take care of the business at hand. And so we're here at the Church of Texas as a remnant church. We care about you. We care about everybody. And we know that there's only a few of you out there that are going to have the mindset and the heart to understand this idea of a remnant church. It's like a woman who's making a dress, you know. She cuts out her pattern and scraps it on the floor. It's called the remnant. It's come out of the whole, but it's now a part of it. But it's in a remnant stage and not the whole stage. So the Sunday churches today are wonderful churches. They do wonderful jobs of praising and giving the word of Yahweh and the word of Yeshua to the preachers and to the kingdoms, a people, the church, the congregation. And this is the most awesome thing there is. But in time, we have to know that the Lord will never accept those who will never accept themselves as a true people. So hang in there. Don't give up. Remember, Yahweh loves you. The Church of Texas is, again, a remnant church, or just a small part of that which was left behind in the old days. So I want to remind you again, you're welcome to come here. We'd love for you to come and visit. We don't need your money. We just need your prayers, and we need your attendance here at the church. And we're located, you know, just a mile north of Palmer on I-45 right at Pace Road, P-A-C-E Road, and I-45 right on the corners of a big old outdoor chapel. And then we have a little bitty church house, but it's sufficient for about 20 or 30 people, and I think that's all Yahweh ever expected to come into this church. So those of you that are waking up to the fact that where you're at is a good place, but it's not the totality of your spiritual desires. And so whatever that lacking is in your spiritual desire, it's probably because you're not a part of the remnant church. You haven't come out from the big churches that are not obeying Yahweh's commandments and the statutes and judgments, and you're not following his ways, which he has asked you to do. So I'm explaining to you that we need a few people. We don't expect a bunch of you to come. We just expect a few of you that are willing to open up your heart and learn the truth about more things that you don't know right now in your church system that you're in. Well, listen, Yahweh bless you and keep you until we meet again. Go to thechurchattexas.com and you'll find plenty of stuff there. And ponderscripture.com will give you more information. Yahweh bless you.